message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Amen. Did you come with your Bible? Can I see it quickly and begin to open to Matthew 19? Matthew chapter 19. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are going to be blessed today because we are continuing in our series, the marriage and family series. This is what I want to say. For the singles, God is giving you expo. And the Holy Spirit is warning you. Take this thing seriously so that your marriage will be 100 times better than ours. That is why God is doing this. We are ahead. We have made a few mistakes. Don't come and make the same mistakes. So take these things seriously. Also, if you take this series to heart, whether you are married or you are not married, one thing I can guarantee you is that you are going to be a relationship expert. You'll be able to make friends. You'll be able to keep friends. You'll be able to live with people. You will develop people skills easily. Because what we are teaching basically is people skills. It's relationship skills. So even though we say it's marriage seminar, it's for everybody. If you take these things to heart, you are going to be able to have friends. You are going to be able to keep friends. You are going to be able to live well with your neighbors. It's all around. So we ask that we all give attention to these things. Praise the Lord. The last thing I will say is we have discovered that while the men are accusing us of siding the women, the women are accusing us of siding the men. We came with the word of God and we are coming with the word of God. We have not come to side anybody. We have all agreed that our God is the all-wise God. Is that still true? Yes. If he's the all-wise God and he gave different roles and instructions to different people, is he still wise? Yes. So we are not here to side anybody. What is happening to us is this. Some of these truths are robbing us badly because of our former exposures, because of our culture, because of how we have lived, and because of how we want to live pleasing ourselves. So some of these truths will be robbing us roughly. If you are a child of God, accept them. Make adjustment and be good. Praise the Lord. Matthew 19:7, Proverbs 27:19, Proverbs 4:23. I'll begin with Matthew 19:7. And I'll read 7 and 8, the New King James. They said to him, why then did Moses command to give certificate of divorce and to put her away? He said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. If the Bible you are carrying this morning is your own, please underline hardness of heart. Hardness of heart. And even if it's not your own, go ahead and still underline it. Let the owner see it and ask you why it was underlined. Proverbs 27:19. As in water, face reflects face, so a man's heart reveals the man. As in water, face reflects face, so a man's heart reveals the man. If you want to know a man, get into his heart. A man's heart reveals the man. Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. The heart is so important. The heart is very, very important that God gave a command, keep your heart, guard your heart, make a sentry over your heart, watch over your heart, keep watch over your heart, guard it with all diligence, for your heart is the source of your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you speak to our hearts this morning. Speak to us. Father, per adventure, there is any heart here that is hard, even from now, let your spirit begin to work on our hearts. We trust you. We trust you with our lives. Father, let it be that our Christian walk will not be in vain. Let it be that unbelievers will wonder if there is any change in our Christianity. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Today we are continuing marriage and family 5. Be a sweetheart. Be a sweetheart. Oh. If you are a husband sitting next to your wife, turn and look at them eyeball to eyeball. And tell them, sweetheart, I love you. And if your husband is sitting in another part of church, stand up and look for him and say, sweetheart, I still love you. You be a sweetheart. Glory to God. By the way, everything we've been preaching from the first day, pastor preached them many years ago. We dug them up, we looked at them, and we are reformatting it to bring them to 2023, where our hard hearts have brought us. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. You be a sweetheart. So turn to her again or to him and say, be a sweetheart. The scripture we read talked about divorce. But you and I know that divorce is the extreme. Divorce is the extreme. It began from a marriage that turned sour. A marriage that lost joy. A marriage that lost laughter. A marriage that lost excitement. And continued to progress until it got to divorce. But Jesus, who is also all-knowing, x-rayed the marriages and told us one key reason why marriages leave excitement to hatred, to resentment, to divorce. And Jesus told us, plain, the answer is hardness of heart. Hardness of heart. So we can conclude by saying that divorce is as a result of a hard heart. Wherever there is divorce, a heart is hardened there. Jesus didn't say there is divorce because this person did this and this person didn't do this. No, he just went to the root for every divorce. The root for every unhappy marriage. The root for every cantankerous marriage. The root for every bad marriage is hardness of heart. This means that marriage itself is a heart matter. And the honest truth is that life is a heart matter. Everything you do, everything I do comes from the heart. Where we are today is as a result of our heart. The kind of marriage you have, the kind of family you have, the kind of results you have is as a result of your heart. Everything about us is because of the heart. So what exactly is the heart? What is Jesus calling the heart? Is it this one that can be x-rayed and just boom, 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 boom? Is that what God is calling heart? The answer is no. What is the heart, according to the Bible? The heart is that part of our spiritual makeup where our emotions and desires begin. Our heart is that part that drives us to action. The heart is the composition of all the three components of our soul, the mind, the emotions, the will, and then the conscience. The heart is responsible for our thinking, for our decisions, for our understanding, and for all the actions that we take. Our heart. Our heart. So everything about us is from the heart. And in the Bible, God talks about all kinds of hearts. All kinds of hearts. God talks about a good heart. It talks about a kind heart. It talks about a wicked heart. Our heart is important. We understand from scriptures that all our grief, emotions, is from the heart. Our desires, from the heart. Our joy, from the heart. Our understanding, from the heart. Our thoughts and reasoning, from the heart. And even the most important of all, our faith and belief is from the heart. For with the heart, the man. The heart. And so everything about our life is the heart. Whatever you do comes from your heart. It is from the heart that affection flows. It is from the heart that passion flows. It is from the heart that hatred flows. It is from the heart that wickedness flows. It is from the heart that kindness flows. The kind of person you are is the kind of heart you have. Let me say it again. The kind of person you are is the kind of heart that you have. Don't you ever try to deceive yourself. And don't you ever try to be foolish before us and tell us, I am very kind, though. If you see my heart, I am very, very kind. It's just that when I do some of these things, I just do them. No. What you do is a reflection of your heart. It's a reflection of your heart. If you are nasty to people, your heart is nasty. If you are wicked to people, your heart is wicked. If you are kind, it's because your heart is kind. Your heart is the real you. Your heart is the real you. Matthew 12:33. Either make the tree good or its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? Listen carefully. For out of the abundance of the mouth, of the heart, the mouth speaks. Verse 35. A good man, out of the good treasures of his heart, bring forth good things. The things that comes out of our lives, the products we give out to the society, the attitude you give to your wife, the attitude you give to your husband, is as a result of the condition of your heart. Don't make any mistake about that. A good man, out of the good treasures of his heart, brings forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasures, brings forth evil things. So whatever is coming out of our lives is a revelation of the heart that we have. If you are wicked to your wife, your heart is wicked. If you are wicked to your husband, your heart is wicked. If you are very nasty to the people around you, your heart is a wicked heart. And God is calling us today to do an introspection, to check our heart. Don't be deceived, because one can be hypocrite. A lot of us have designed a way to cover that up and do eye service in certain places. But the real us is that our heart is hard. Our heart is hard. I want you to know that the heart is the engine room. The heart is the research and development and planning center of your life. Whatever you plan in the heart that you have researched and decided on, that is what your body carries out. So when you slap your wife, it's not by accident. Your slapping heart planned that, researched it, and you carried it out. When you insult your husband, it was not by mistake. Your heart planned it. You actually checked which one you were going to use that will make more. You gauged it. It's a matter of the heart. When you fornicate, nobody falls into fornication. You don't just fall into fornication. You just wake up, you see yourself, your pant is down, everything is down, and you are doing it. No, it was planned. You thought about where there will be nobody to catch you. You thought about where you would do it, that it will be covered. It was planned, and it is from the heart. Our heart is our real us. The heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. Kindness comes from our heart. wickedness comes from our heart. In Genesis 6:5, the Bible says, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent and of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Wickedness filled the earth because the heart, the thoughts in the heart of man was wicked. If there is peace in your home, it's because you have a peaceful heart. Listen carefully. God wants us to tell ourselves the truth today. Nobody should leave this church and say, no, I am different. You are not different. If you are nasty, your heart is nasty. If you are wicked to people, your heart is wicked. If you are unkind to people, your heart is unkind. If all you do is insult people, you have a heart that is full of insult. Out of the heart springs the issues of life. Of life. In Mark 7, 18 to 23, Jesus said it in plain language again. He says, whatever you take in, as long as it cannot enter your heart, will not come out and defile you. It's only what is in your heart that can defile you. And so out of the heart proceeds all kinds of evil thoughts. Our heart is the main issue. And so when Jesus says that the cause for divorce is a hardened heart, let us add it, the cause for a marriage that is laughless, sweetless, sad, not good, is also a hard heart. You will know the kind of person you are by the kind of heart that you have. And if you go ahead and be nice to certain people, but wicked to other people, you are most of all the chief hypocrite. What it means is that you have hardened your heart towards certain people and softened your heart towards certain people because of certain benefits, and you are a hypocrite. That means that you actually have control over your heart, but you have chosen to be wicked to certain people. And so you see a man who beats the wife just last night and comes to church and hugs Pastor Sarah. Pastor, you are the best. Has beaten the wife black and blue. Comes to church and hugs Pastor. Pastor, you are the best. You see a woman who has finished eating the husband raw and comes to church and says, oh, Pastor, the Lord bless you. This church is so good to us. The things you've taught us, your heart is wicked. Your heart is wicked. Life is a matter of the heart. But because we are dealing with marriage, the kind of marriage you have right now is a reflection, a revelation of the heart of both of you who are in that marriage. Either both of you have hard hearts, or one of you's heart is heavily hardened. And so you hear the Bible talks about a heart that is uncircumcised, a heart that is wicked, a heart that is prideful. And then you hear him talk about a heart that is peaceful, a heart that is kind. Which one is your heart? Which one is your heart? And so what is a hardened heart? Let's talk about it. When Jesus said that Moses permitted them to give certificate of divorce because of a hardness of the heart, what is a hard heart? What is a hard heart? A hardened heart or a hard heart is a heart that is cold. Cold. Unyielding. Insensitive. And unfeeling. A hard heart is cold. You are cold to your wife. You are cold to your husband. No matter what they do, you have remained cold. It's unyielding, unbending. If you like, go and call Pastor Sarah. In fact, don't stop there. The Pastor Ina is buried on that campus. Go there, wake him up, bring him. I will not change my mind. Unbending. Hard. Oh, okay, just go to my village. Call Igwe, let Igwe come. Go and bring them here. I have made up my mind. I have made up my mind. Cold, unyielding, insensitive, and unfeeling. They can come to church. The pastor preach, loses their voice. They sit down there and they say he's talking to himself. You leave the church, you go and do what you have decided to do. Devoid of compassion, rebels against God's truth, lack the ability to perceive godly virtues, very, very insensitive to feelings and emotions, very unrepentant, misunderstands, unsympathetic, very judgmental. Instead of forgiving, they look for one scripture. The Bible says, forgetting that Jesus, they brought a woman to Jesus and said, we caught her in the act. And Jesus overruled with the law of mercy. A hard heart has no room for mercy. It's hard. Very hard. It ignores the voice of the Holy Spirit. Very arrogant and proud. And it forgets past good. You forgot that when you started, this same woman was the woman you told the whole world that the only thing you want God to do for you is to let this woman say yes. That was like 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago. You told God, the only thing you will do for me, make this woman to say yes. Oh, you went from prayer house to prayer house to prayer house to prayer house. Father, if there's one prayer you answer, this man, give me this man. God gave him to you. Now you've forgotten. A hard heart is forgetful of past good and past blessings. Very unrepentant, unsympathetic, always selfish. But God does not want us to have a hard heart. He wants us to have a soft heart, a sweet heart. And what we have discovered is that every human being is susceptible to hardness of heart, including born-again people. One day, Jesus was with his disciple after 2-3 years of training. And then he saw that their heart was hardened. He said, how come you're allowing your heart to be hardened? And so don't sit down here and say, I have overcome all of that. I am super. Those things are for children. No. Hardness of heart can capture anybody. How does a heart become hardened? Unrepentant sin. If you keep sinning and continue to sin and not repenting, at the time your conscience becomes seared, your heart becomes hardened. Unrepentant, continuous sin. The hardness of heart. How, when your carnality is at a high level, you give attention to carnal things more than spiritual things. You don't give regard to spiritual things. Your heart will easily become hardened. How does one become a hard-hearted person? When you forget the good of the past that God has done to you, your wife has done to you, your husband has done to you. There are certain things certain people have done to us. You need to write a check, an open check for them and say, until Jesus Christ comes, you cannot offend me. I have people in my life, I have written that, they don't know it, but that is what I wrote against their name. There is nothing this person can do to me. There is nothing this person can do to me. There is nothing this person can do to me that will ever offend me. I give them a blank check. A blank check. A blank check. Your wife should have a blank check. Give her a blank check to fail. A blank check to miss it. Your husband should have a blank check. Give your husband an open check. Tell yourself, there is nothing this man will do to me that will offend me. I forgive ahead. Forgive ahead. Because offenses must come. We go ahead and forgive. How do you become hardened in the heart? By training. By training. The heart can be trained. The heart can be trained. When a man sits and says, I am a no-nonsense man. Nobody cheats me and gets away with it. And nobody takes advantage of me. Nobody. From where we are from, we don't kneel down for anybody. What are you doing? You are training yourself to become hard-hearted. So as you keep doing that, you are becoming hard and becoming insensitive and becoming proud, and you don't even know it. A hard heart. As I'm talking, I'm praying that husbands are searching their hearts. I'm praying that wives are searching their hearts. I'm praying that singles are searching their hearts. This word is for all of us. What is that thing that your heart has been hardened against? Some of us, our heart is hard against our mothers. What they did to us many years ago. Especially stepmothers. Hearts hardened against fathers. By the way, what they did, we did it in ignorance and foolishness. You know better. By training. A heart becomes hardened by repeatedly thinking and doing wrong. After a while, the conscience is seared. The heart becomes set in hardness. But this is what we discover, like I said before. This is where the good news is. If it is possible to have a hard heart towards somebody and have a soft heart towards another person, it means a hard heart can be cured. The way you have a wife at home, she's a woman. Your heart is very hard towards her. You have a boss in the office, she's a woman, and your heart is very sweet towards her. What is the disconnect? What is the disconnect? Salary. Salary. Foreign trips. Promotion. Promotion. Those kinds of things. And so it tells us that you can actually do the same for your wife and your husband. Where a heart has been hardened before, you can receive grace and turn it around. Glory to God. What else causes a hard heart? Setbacks and disappointments. Pain. Pain can cause a hard heart. So how do we fix a hard heart? How do we turn from a hard heart to become a sweet heart? Remember, the topic is be a sweetheart. How do you become a sweetheart? Number one is to decide. Is to decide that from today, I will be a sweetheart to my husband. From today, I will be a sweetheart to my wife. And every time we make the decision, the grace comes to help. But it begins with a decision. From today, I will be a sweetheart. From today, my heart will become pure towards my spouse. From today, I will become understandable. From today, I will become pliable. From today, I will start listening. Decision first. Decision. Decision. And so if you have not been laughing in your home as you are supposed to laugh, if your marriage is not as good as it's supposed to be, this is decision time. There is hardness somewhere in that home. And so both of you today, no calling of names, both of you go and sit down and make a decision to work on your heart. Begins with a decision to make your heart pliable, to make your heart bendable, to make your heart yielding to God, to his truth, to the Holy Spirit, to the word of God, and to your spouse. A decision. What is the next thing to do? Repentance. When you have made that decision, repent of the hardness of your heart. Repent. The good thing about repentance is that after repentance, a time of refreshing will normally come. Ezekiel 11:19, Ezekiel 36:26, Jeremiah 32:39 says, God will take out a heart of stone and put in its place a heart of flesh. Once we repent, God will take out that hardness and put flesh. How do we cure a hard heart? We train ourselves in becoming a sweetheart. It's also by training. And so instead of saying, I am a man who takes no nonsense, nobody cheats me and gets away with it, you begin to tell yourself, I'm a nice man. I forgive. I love my wife. I am a listener. I am a listener. I have a large heart. What are you doing? You are also training yourself. A heart can be trained. In 2 Peter 2:14, the Bible says, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, they have a heart trained in covetousness, covetous practices, and are accursed children. So a heart can be trained. If somebody can train their heart in covetousness, We can train our heart in kindness, train our heart in goodness, train our heart in love, in forgiveness, in forgiveness, in forgiveness. Husband and wife, listen carefully. Forgiveness should be permanent resident of every home. Forgiveness. Because you will offend each other, knowingly or unknowingly, planned or unplanned, you forgive. You forgive. And you don't count the number of times that you have forgiven. So train our heart. Train yourself to be considerate. To be considerate. Cut them some slack. Make excuses for them. It's training. Make excuses for your wife. Make excuses for your husband. Your husband forgets Valentine. Make excuses for him. Sit down and say, Kai, I'm sure the office was tough today. Father, just bring him home safely. And when he comes, don't start. Of everything is Valentine you forget. You don't remember anything. We make excuse. We train ourselves. We train ourselves. Every time you do something good, it's a step in the training. The next time you do it, it's another step and you are growing. But anytime you refuse to and you do the opposite, it's another training in wickedness. One time early on in our marriage, one day, I don't even know what my wife did again. And I was angry. And so I was going to work. And we're living on the last floor. So I carried the key and went all the way and entered my car, angry, trying to go to the office. As I put the key to start, the Holy Spirit said, off this car, come out, go back upstairs and make peace. Boy. Man, the thing was hard, painful. I wanted that system to stew so that when I come back, I'll have more points, you know. But the Holy Spirit will not allow me. And so, I gently off the car, argued for some few minutes, opened the door, argued for some few minutes, closed the door, took one step, argued, took another, until I eventually arrived on the last floor. And we made peace. Yesterday, as I was looking at my note, God says that is how you train yourself to do goodness. It will rob you roughly, but you do it. And as you keep doing it, you are getting better in doing good. And therefore, you are developing a sweet heart. Developing a sweet heart. On the flip side, if I ignore the Holy Spirit and harden myself, and go to work, it's going to be easier for me to do the same thing the next time. And then the next time, what am I doing? I'm training myself in hardness of heart. So we train ourselves. I came today to challenge us, to train ourselves to become sweet hearts. To train ourselves to become sweet hearts. How do you become a sweetheart again? You discipline your thoughts. Discipline your thoughts, because all of these things, as a man thinks, as a woman thinks, Philippians 4:8. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Every time a thought comes to your head, treat her like this. Show her. You are the man. If God has been showing us that he is God, so we train ourselves. How else do you do it? It's time to go back to Bible study and meditation and prompt obedience. If people divorce because of the hardness of their heart, people will remain happily married because of the sweetness of their heart. So be a sweetheart. What does it mean to be a sweetheart? It means to be kind to the other person. Be kind to your spouse. In crude, raw, common sense language, it means to have a sweetheart towards your spouse. It means to be tender-hearted. Be tender-hearted. It means to be genuinely loving. It means to be sympathetic. It means to be generous. It means to do whatever you need to do to arouse loyal affection. It means to be considerate. As I close, let me read Ephesians 4 from verse 17. Ephesians 4 from verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk. God is talking to us. Before we were born again, we were Gentiles. Now we have been brought in. He said, don't walk like you used to walk, and don't walk like your neighbors who are not born again. In the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened. This place that he says understanding darkened, some other translation says having their hearts hardened. Being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. This blindness of the heart is hardness of the heart. Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness, to walk all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off. Who is putting off? Who is putting off? We are the ones that will put off this hard heart. We will pray. We will study. But you are the one who will say, from today, I have decided to be a sweetheart. That you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on. So we put off, and then we put on. We put off hardness of heart. We put on sweetness of heart. You put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying. Who is putting away? Us. Put away lying. It's time to stop lying to each other. There are no white lies. Every time you say white lies and it's discovered, they are wondering, what else did he lie about? What else did she lie about? Let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. What you must realize from today is that your wife is actually your sister. Your wife is actually your sister. We have the same father. We have the same father. We have the same father. Your husband, stop being wicked to him. He is your brother. You have the same father. We all are members of the same body. Being angry, be angry and do not sin. It's okay to be angry, but put your anger under control. What this place is saying is that if you are angry, before you get back to bed in the evening, let that anger be resolved so that you can hold each other and sleep off. Don't allow anger to stay. Don't allow it to stew. Sort it out immediately. Now, sisters, wives, sometimes men are not ready to talk immediately. Don't force it. Just continue in your niceness and wait for the opportune time. But solve these matters. And no matter what is happening, no matter what is happening between you, don't run to another room. Don't run off the same bed. In fact, very soon, with pastor's permission, I'm going to decree that in our church, no husband and wife should have a bed that is bigger than six springs. So that no matter how you are quarreling, nobody can go to the edge and go to the edge. Did you understand that? If the size is small, any which way your body go, they touch the body. Let me jump to 32. Be kind to one another. Tender-hearted. Forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Today I came to ask us to become sweethearts. Every bad marriage and every divorce is as a result of the hardness of heart. God wants us to turn from hard hearts to sweethearts. It is doable. We can do it. Let's stand. Let's stand. Let's stand. The singles are praying for themselves. Husband and wife, hold your hands and begin to pray. The psalmist says, search my heart, O Lord. Reveal to me. Where there is hardness of heart. Now, if you go deeper, some people are hard when it comes to giving money. But they are soft when it comes to helping in the kitchen. God wants us to be sweet all around. Do you get it? God wants us to be sweetheart all around. Pray for yourself. I'm praying for myself. I'm praying for myself. I'm praying for myself. God says that your heart reveals who you are. And so if you've heard anybody say, this guy is too hard, don't say they don't even know me. That is your heart coming out. Out of the heart, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, he brings forth good things. Our hearts. Father, help me. I yield my heart to you. I yield my heart to you. When I got saved, you gave me a heart of flesh. My experience, pain, disappointment is coming to change the heart that you gave me to become hard. Today, I make a decision to maintain a sweet heart, a soft heart, a yielding heart, a bending heart, a forgiving heart, a loyal heart, a very, very sweet, kind heart. Father, that is the kind of heart I want, because that is the kind of heart you have. Your word says you have not treated me according to what I deserve. You don't treat me according to my sins. You have treated me beyond what I deserve. You have treated me with loving kindness. Father, walk on my heart as I walk on it too. Give me grace to continue to train my heart to become sweet. Let my heart be sweet towards my wife, sweet towards my children, sweet towards the house help, sweet towards the staff, sweet towards the megad, sweet towards the driver. I want a good heart. A good heart is a reflection of Jesus. A sweet heart is a reflection of Jesus. Help me, Lord. I want to be like you. I want to be more like you. I want to be more like you. I want to be more like you. I want to be a husband you will be proud of. I want to be a wife you will be proud of. It doesn't matter what my wife does. I want you to look at me on that day and say, well done, thou good and faithful son of mine. I want to be able to do my part. I confess that my heart is sweet. I confess that my heart is tender, pliable, yielding. My heart is kind. My heart is loving. My heart is forgiving. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.